If your youngsters are away at camp, you may want to get some mailing boxes ready. Just take it from Shelley Fraser Mickle.
Probably nothing is as glorious to a child as the thought of going off to camp. Ah, those few weeks of total freedom, the child is thinking. No homework. No parent to tell me when to say please or thank you, or to brush my teeth, or to stop eating Fritos in bed. Meanwhile, the mother is thinking, oh joy, 6 whole weeks to lollygag away the afternoons, to read a stack of library books, or to skip cooking dinner, and to quit trying to keep up with 6th grade math. In fact, the thought of freedom is sweeter than a glazed donut, and a whole lot louder than the sound of silence in a phone menu when you are put on hold. And then, well, the experience of that freedom never lasts as long as being put on hold, because right off, things get complicated. Last year, my neighbor sent her son off to camp, and for the first few days, we watched her resod her front lawn, paint the trim on her house, wash her car, and then lie out in the yard with a book over her face and sleep through the afternoons. By the end of that first week, we saw her loading boxes into her car. "You aren't moving, are you?" I asked. "No," she said, smiling sheepishly. Her son, she explained, had gotten caught on a rock at camp while rock climbing and split his pants, and he had asked her to send new ones plus 6 more pairs. He'd also run out of underwear, and he'd asked her to cook him those brownies with peanut butter in them because no one at camp knew what they were, and he wanted to share them, and besides, he didn't think he could live 1 more day eating the camp food. Pretty soon, my friend was spending every one of her mornings cooking stuff to send to her son, and then the afternoons writing him letters because she had a dream that he was the only child at camp to stand empty-handed after mail call. One day, she proudly showed me his recent letter. "Dear Mom, please send AAA batteries and juicy fruit gum. Thanks for the brownies and socks. And when you come up to get me, better bring one of those U-Haul trailers. Love, your son, Tom." "See," my friend said, "this is what I send him to camp for. Otherwise, I'd never know how much we can miss each other."